Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for August 4th, 2024 is based on Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 to 40. In this message, we will hear from our ELCA Youth Gathering participants as they reflect on their trip.
Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself, and the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." Thanks be to God. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. People do not light a lamp and put it under the bushel basket. Rather, they put it on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God.
For our message today, we are going to hear from our participants. We have many of our youth participants here. We also have Michael, who was part of the Young Adult Program. That was the first year they did that at the gathering. So he's going to reflect on the Young Adult Program, and then we have a couple reflections from our chaperones as well. So let's turn things over to them, and they each have a short reflection for our message time.
New Orleans had honestly evolved my connection with God in a way I did not expect. I've never gone on many trips like this. I went to Holden with Ron Schofield and then Kentucky with also Ron Schofield. So, yes, big shout out Ron Schofield. So, and those trips were more, I feel, connection building with the youth around me rather than with God himself. And my family was always big believers in that you do not need to go to a church to worship. You know, you can be at home and still build your connection with God in the same way. Like, you're not a good Christian or a bad Christian for going and not going. But personally, I had always felt a little bit like a poser in my connection with God because, you know, I was faking it, obviously, just because I didn't go to church as often as everybody else did. Because, you know, four kids, not a lot of time, and full-time job. So being there, I kind of went into it a little bit scared. But honestly, everybody around me treated me like I was their best friend. And I believe, I can't remember if it was connected to a verse that we had read or not, but there was this one Bible study that I had gone to. I believe this was when we went to Red River Gorge. We were talking about how you can see the kingdom of God on earth every single day. And I believe that there was never a moment on that trip where I wasn't seeing it.
All right. So, as a young adult, I did things separately from literally everyone to my right. But one of the things that we did as a service project was help with the repairs for a church. It's called Bethlehem Church, or Bethlehem Lutheran Church. And during this, it became very apparent to me how much of an impact a church can have in a community. While we were there and doing things around the building, like taking things out, rebuilding basically from the walls outwards, the thing that struck me the most was how many people came up to us asking what was happening. These weren't people like us who are here today. They're people who are homeless, people who are far less fortunate than we are. And they were so concerned with the actual church and the community of it that they went out of their way to come to us to ask what was happening. And any church that is able to provide for the community, be it meals during the week or during things like hurricanes, which are very prevalent there, is amazing. And I feel that any church in the world should try to be like that. Even though this is me starting to ramble on. So, it's just amazing to me how connected to the community they are as a whole. And it encouraged me to find ways in this church itself to help out in the community more than just coming to church and being on council. I am done.
After attending the ELCA Youth Gathering, I realized two things. One, that I actually really enjoy walking around the city. And two, that it's really amazing to join so many people of my same faith and gather together through God. Never before had I experienced anything quite like being in a stadium with 16,000 other Lutheran youth, singing the same songs, listening to the same speakers, and loving the same God. It really opened my heart to how diversified a group can be, and how everyone can have a home in our faith, no matter who they are or where they came from. Seeing my people gathered throughout the city was truly amazing. You wouldn't believe how exciting it would be to see another group in matching t-shirts somewhere random in the city and knowing they are there for just the same reason you are, to worship.
Having the opportunity to attend the ELCA Youth Gathering grew me in faith and in character. Going into the trip, I didn't know what to expect. As a Lutheran, my faith was always different from those of my classmates at school, and I always found myself rather uncomfortable when I participated in their youth group activities. I never thought I'd be able to find a setting with people my age that thought just like me, and I surely wasn't convinced that this would be an exception. However, every night of the trip, I found myself really looking forward to the mass gathering. It was absolutely magical. I couldn't stay in my seat as I alternated between singing at the top of my lungs and trying to blot my tears as the words of the speakers seemed to cut straight through to my soul. Everything resonated with me so deeply, and it truly was a once-in-a-lifetime experience that I'll cherish and carry with me for the rest of my life. I'd also quickly like to say thank you to all of our outstanding chaperones, as well as the rest of the youth group girls that helped to make this trip so enjoyable and unique. I had the time of my life that week while getting closer to all of you and to God, and I can confidently say that you're the most kind-hearted, authentic, and welcoming group of people I've ever had the pleasure of spending my time with. I wouldn't have had such a positive experience without all of you.
Going on this trip was not only really fun and exciting because I got to meet new people and try new things, but it was also very challenging in many ways. It made me think hard about other people and the messages the speakers were giving at the mass gatherings. All the speakers had different things that they went through in life that made them the person they are. Many things they went through I had not ever been through. But it made me think about how even I can impact other people by my actions and words in many good ways and bad ways. I learned how little things impact people in many big ways. One message that really stuck out to me was actually just a word. The word was authentic. It means just be you, that simple. But it's not actually that easy. A lot of people change themselves so other people like them, and I catch myself doing the same thing. But I noticed that when I am myself, people tend to hang out around me and I laugh more. I'm happier when I'm myself. So I feel like God was speaking through the speakers to prove to me that that was okay.
I'm so honored to have been able to go to the ELCA Youth Gathering in New Orleans. I was able to meet other people my age, was able to connect with what some of the speakers were talking about and discuss it with our group. I got to explore my faith while also exploring the beautiful city. I also got to get out of my comfort zone and talk to people when I usually wouldn't have. All those opportunities and more changed how I view my faith for the better. Thank you so much for giving me this chance, and I hope I get to go to the gathering not only in 2027, but also the young adult gathering in years to come.
So if you haven't been in a stadium, with 16,000 people, it's very loud. It gets very loud very quickly, especially when everybody is there and they're all excited to be there and everybody wants to be there, which is one of the things that I thought was really great about the gathering, is that you could tell everybody was having fun, whether they were dancing or they were singing or they were just talking to other people that they never have met before and they would have never met if they hadn't come to the gathering. I think my best experience was the last night of the actual gathering. We got to sit really close to the stage and we got to go down on the floor, and it was so amazing because you can really just feel all the emotion in every word that everybody's saying. And I think it is so great that just everybody on the trip that went, this congregation, everybody was so supportive and so understanding of everybody. And I just thank everybody that made this trip possible, because it was probably the greatest trip I've ever gone on in my entire life. And then I'm also sharing my mom's, Samantha Chamberlain, if you don't know who my mom is. First, it was such an honor to support these young people, and an even bigger honor to watch them grow in their faith through all the experiences over the gathering week. So thank you to all the congregation for supporting me and allowing me to share this experience with them. While all the days were filled with joy and uplifting messages, I think the final day spoke to me the most, created to be disciples. The message of that last morning was simple. They were created to be His hope in the world. Each day during this trip, we spent time reflecting on the highs and lows. Each day after getting up early, walking miles and miles in the heat, and even sometimes in the downpouring rain, they would find something that they were excited about. They would look forward to experiencing the culture of New Orleans, or hearing a new message, or learning a new song. They were excited about meeting someone new and trading a gift from another church, only to provoke conversation. They were eager to learn how to be advocates for those without strong or loud voices, or to see how different churches minister around the world. There was nothing they were not open to learning about. Every day, these amazing youth got to be disciples. I was honored to watch them carry themselves with the grace, character, and integrity of an adult, yet still approach each day with the intrigue and curiosity of a child, eager to see what's ahead. I got to watch them live out God's love daily with each other and with complete strangers. The message of the last day of the gathering was meant to inspire these youth to go out and be disciples, but we didn't have to wait for them to hear that message because they were acting as disciples daily. These amazing youth were acting out God's hope in the world each day that they were there.
I had a really great time on the New Orleans trip, and since the trip ended, I have had a lot of hope and my faith has grown. What impacted me the most was just being with the youth group and being with the chaperones. After reflecting on what the speaker said at the gathering, I had enough courage to be my free, authentic self around the group, and I knew I would not be judged. This experience on the New Orleans trip has showed me that I am free to be myself, and I have hope that I can continue to be authentic in my everyday life because of the people I am surrounded by in my church community. I'd like to thank you all for an amazing opportunity that has changed my life and allowed my hope and faith to grow.
Good morning, RLC. Okay, here's my reflection. Being able to go on the trip to New Orleans and be a part of the gathering was certainly a blessing for me. It offered me a one-week opportunity to experience something unlike anything else. Not just a bustling, vibrant cultural city with great sights, food, jazz, and a whole lot of rain, but also a deeply personal journey of self-discovery as the week progressed. At the beginning, I was shyer by my standards and didn't know what I'd get out of the trip compared to the more extroverted and excited groups with their fair share of Christian networks and social skills to boot. I came back a touched person like all the rest, knowing a lot more about myself. Some of the speakers, especially Austin, a black woman given a white man's name to be judged the same way as one, spoke to me in ways I better related to, using emotional stories and been there comedy to appeal to a diverse group of 16,000 who never hesitated to applaud and cheer, as I'm sure those who went observed. The bands, both in the French Quarter and the Smoothie King Arena, wholeheartedly confirmed my love of music and helped me connect to the experience. Lastly, the World War II Museum, as well as Accompaniment Day and Interactive Learning Day at the Convention Center, provided presentations about empowering topics, from international advocacy to affordable energy, which I hadn't learned about in so much depth before New Orleans. If I were to guess, not everyone's experience in New Orleans was the same, and I think that speaks to the beauty of the city and the youth gathering overall. My experience discovering coffee attests to this authenticity. Okay, the first one I had, an Americano, wasn't up my alley. A sip of Jasmine's coffee told me hers was the one to get. I had another one, not so great either. Then I tried an iced café au lait, which means milk coffee in French, and learned that I like coffee iced and with more flavor. By the end of the week, I was back at the Starbucks where I started, ordering what I thought was Jasmine's coffee, but then figuring out it wasn't. Instead, it was an iced caramel macchiato, and after adding a handful of sugar packets, I found out that it was pretty good. Et voila. My own youth gathering experience, my authentic self, and it was pretty good, or as God would say, very good. Thank you to the chaperones, youth, congregation, and my mom's gift card for allowing me to embark on such a journey. God bless.
This trip, for me, was life-changing. One thing that I heard on this trip was that God didn't create me to be someone else. Before this trip, I often resented God for what I wasn't, or more of what I thought I wasn't. Why doesn't this person like me? What's wrong with me? These are some of the things that I told myself on a daily basis. What I didn't realize was that it wasn't what was wrong with me or even the other person. The fact of life is that not everyone is going to want to be around you, and that's okay. I used to try to change myself to fit what other people would want to see of me. I would laugh a little quieter, and I wouldn't joke because what if no one thought I was funny? I changed my style to fit social standards, and I even isolated myself when none of this worked. But when I went to the ELCA trip, I learned this and really took it to heart, and I found that I didn't have to resent God for what he didn't give me, but instead I thank him endlessly for what he did give me, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made in the eyes of God, and I am perfect. I was very vulnerable in this, and I didn't think I was going to say it, but I said it anyway, because I am an anyways person, and the world needs more of us.
What I experienced in New Orleans really did help grow and form my faith in the best way possible. I remember the first night of mass gathering when we were all filing into the Smoothie King Center and just being in pure disbelief. I was looking to the left and right of me at our row and looking up and seeing almost every single seat filled, realizing that every youth in that stadium was just like me, just trying to figure it all out the best they could. I realized that I was not alone. They were all experiencing that same thing that I was, just in different ways. We all experienced that nervousness right before we got on that bus or plane. But once we got there, there was nothing but joy. You knew that you weren't going to be judged for your opinions or thoughts. You were able to talk about what you didn't understand with your peers. Overhearing different point of views and being able to understand how that person worded it a little better than the last. I learned a whole lot because I wasn't scared to talk to people. It was easy to talk to all these new people because I already knew one thing, that we were all there for a reason. We all wanted to grow our faith and become more comfortable talking about it with everyone. Being able to proudly talk about things you do and don't quite understand. And that is exactly what this trip did. Every single speaker, young adult, adult, and youth all helped me understand being a Lutheran better and better. Thank you.
It was a pleasure to serve as a chaperone for this year's trip to the ELCA gathering in New Orleans. While it was a lot of walking in very humid conditions, which I obviously wasn't conditioned for, it was the highlight of my summer. Watching this diverse group of girls come together to worship and grow their faith was a beautiful thing. They laughed, they cried, they sang, they danced. At our nightly final 15, each girl was given the opportunity to reflect on the day. Their individual perspectives were honored and validated by the group, allowing each of them to be their true authentic selves. Hearing these young adults reflect on the nightly speakers, which discuss pretty heavy topics if you ask me, gives me so much hope for the world. They're ready to be disruptive and they're ready to be disciples. Thanks for the opportunity.
My family attends Resurrection Lutheran because it's an affirming church that values diversity and sees children as important individual members of the community. It was inspiring to see those beliefs valued by the larger denomination at the youth gathering in New Orleans. One of the speakers on the first day told the youth participants that they are not the future of the church. They are the church right now. Then the organizers of the event showed that that wasn't a hollow statement. There were teenage hosts and speakers every night. A diverse group of people were represented by the speakers, exhibitors, musicians, and volunteers. It was a joy to accompany such a thoughtful and kind group of youth. This experience has made me more confident that as my own children grow up, they will always be welcomed and supported by the church. I would like to thank everybody who supported this trip and made it possible.
They pretty well covered it, so I'm not going to say a whole lot other than every 3 years when this event is held, there's always conversation that happens online and in congregations. Is this worth it? Is it worth the cost to send these kids for a week down to the gathering? Because it's not cheap. It's about $1,200 a person by the time you have transportation and lodging and registration and food and all these things. And people argue that we could send them on 3 summers worth of camp or 3 summers of Appalachian Service Project rebuilding homes for that same cost. Is it really worth it? And I hope that you saw and heard today from these youth how worth it this trip actually is in their lives. There is something that they experience in that week together with the speakers that they've brought together that really does make a mountaintop experience in their lives that they will reflect back on for the rest of their lives. And so I want to give a big thank you to this congregation who raised every single penny for these kids to be able to go on this trip. So thank you for all that you do to support our youth.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have 2 Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.